Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me representing Braveheart this morning, I have Amanda and Willow. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what's happening with Braveheart? Other than your top of mind, there's always something happening weekly, but something special is coming up.
So this week, we're actually celebrating National Volunteer Week. It started Monday and goes through Friday. And we're just extending a huge, huge thank you from the staff and everyone else at Braveheart to our volunteers for everything that they do and make possible in the community.
And you have a large volunteer base.
We sure do.
What's the numbers?
Volunteers, we have hundreds of volunteers. I mean, including events and, of course, the individual and family help that goes on.
For end-of-life volunteers, we have right around 50 active volunteers, and it always ranges. People go on vacation, you know, for different reasons. And then for our regular weekly visiting volunteers, we have 58 active volunteers, so lots more trained. People come in and out as their schedules fit. But so those are the core volunteers that make everything we do possible with families with chronic illness, terminal illness, end-of-life, et cetera. And so those volunteers are so fun. So a regular volunteer has about 8 hours of training. End-of-life volunteer has around 30-plus hours of training. And, of course, that's free training we provide. But that's a huge commitment, and they just make everything we do possible.
And you do spend a lot of time training folks. I'm not sure what your turnover rate is with the volunteers, but that's a lot for a population of Sitka of 9,000. And you figure, what's the percentage of those folks who are adults? And it's pretty serious stuff what you guys do. So it's not like, can you come to the event and set up chairs? What's special about your volunteers that they, not only do they volunteer once, but they continue to be loyal to your organization? Is it because you celebrate National Volunteer Week?
Of course. No. I think we are actually really good at keeping in touch with our volunteers and making sure that they are receiving the support I hope that they need. And I think in turn, they're really good in keeping in contact with us and letting us know where they do need more support. And, you know, going further, what they're doing is so meaningful to the families that they're helping. I know from personal experience, going into someone's home and just seeing them, you know, the look of relief, their stress just leave the second they see you because they know that everything will be okay and they can take that, you know, hour to themselves and they can recoup. And it means so much. And just to see that, I mean, that's what got me. That's why I'm still here after I was supposed to be here 10 months and now I'm here almost 4 years. So
well done, Willow.
It's all Amanda and the people of Sitka. It's, I think that one of the key things for people that connect with Braveheart and stay with Braveheart, it has a lot to do with the pay it forward system. And I think it's, we all know that in our lives we will likely face the loss of a loved one, a chronic or terminal illness, and a recovering from injury. It's something that's, it hits home for all of us in a way. And so then when a volunteer comes in our doors, whether they want to be an event volunteer and do the lighter side of things, or they want to visit someone weekly and help them access the community or whatever it is, or whether they want to be there with a family who is facing end of life, it's the connection they make with that person. There's so many stories out there. I know one woman that I visit, I'm of course sucked into, I'm a volunteer, and I just couldn't believe the things she's done in her life. It's been so much fun. I've learned so much from her. My kids adore her. My son is so excited to bring in wood for her each week because she's so grateful for it. And it's that connection. So it has, as much as I'd love it to be Braveheart, it has all to do with the amazing people in our community. Mm-hmm.
It sounds wonderful that it's really reciprocal, that everyone gets, you know, something from this. And are there, you guys are also very good at recognizing volunteers. Like, for all the volunteer and all the hours you put in, you guys know how to throw a party.
Thank you. We wish we could do even more, but we are excited to celebrate the National Volunteer Week and our volunteers by naming 7 outstanding volunteers. And that'll happen on May 31st at our, it's our Cupcakes and Kudos. Mm-hmm. honoring celebration of service, honoring our volunteers. So that'll happen May 31st, 5:30 p.m. at Centennial Hall.
That feels very Academy Awards. Oh. with a sweet treat.
Yeah. And so leading up to that, starting May 1st, we're going to announce 1 to 2 people, up to 7, that we'll be honoring at our event, just people that really have gone that extra mile over the last few years, you know, and made Braveheart that much stronger and really, you know, put themselves out there to make sure everyone's being taken care of. And we also are having a special speaker come to our event and talk about his personal experience. Brent Cunningham has agreed to share his experience and then what volunteerism is to him. So that'll be really, really great to hear him. And we have a special honorary award for him as well. So.
And Brent was just in the news because he was in the Boston Marathon.
Yes.
And his generosity of giving up his medal has made... you know, big national news.
Yeah, just the selflessness behind that, you know, not even taking a second to blink and just, you know, it's a natural thing or what it seems like for him. So I think a lot of our volunteers have that same characteristic, you know.
And it's nice that you're having public events, like anyone, the community is invited. Are there fees for any of these events?
Yeah, tickets will go on sale May 1st as well at the Braveheart office in Old Harbor Books. Mm-hmm. It's $30 a ticket, and then we also have opportunity for people to buy tables if they're coming with a larger group that includes some, you know, you get a bottle of wine or two, depending on your price point. And, of course, you know, it's a donation, and it helps keep our volunteers trained, going, and being able to give those the help that the families in town need.
Mm-hmm. On average, Braveheart volunteers provide 13.5 hours of service every day throughout the year. So that's our standard. And it's a delightful process to coordinate that. It's so much fun, but it certainly takes fun. It takes money. It takes time. And so that's one of our, it is going to be a fundraiser on May 31st, but we hope it will be a whole lot of emphasis on the fun part of fundraising. We're also lucky to have Mr. Rob Woolsey, be our MC again this year. We'll have live music. There'll be a lot more. It'll be a fun night of comedy, cupcakes, and kudos.
Have fun and such alliteration there. So we're talking a lot about volunteers, but since you're so busy with events and raising money, do you two take the time to get some professional development or even a professional nap? I mean, it's just like, how are you finding the balance in all this?
Well, it's this, you know, the stories make it so that there's so, it's just fun. We just came back from a national leadership conference. I'm sorry, an Alaska leadership conference held by 4-Acre. And that was certainly, if tiring, absolutely rejuvenating and interesting to network with people across the state. But no, the stories, again, every day that we hear, you know, just making a little difference. I watched Amanda yesterday go from absolutely exhausted because we came on the late night flight last mm-hmm. night and got in to the office and worked the normal day. And I watched her go from, I need to go home because it'd been so long. And then she got a phone call and it was someone, a new referral at end of life. And she was instantly full of energy the way Amanda always is. And so that's, I think, if you can be of service, which is the whole point of National Volunteer Week, then it's just a real gift, and it's energizing.
It is, yeah.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Amanda Taylor and Willow Moore, telling us about Braveheart and National Volunteer Week, and we look forward to seeing announcements about your upcoming events.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.